This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. Welcome, everybody, to episode 71 of Taylor Talk. This is Adam.
Maya.
And I'm Diane.
How's everyone doing today?
I'm good.
Cool.
Pretty good.
Cool. All right, guys, we are going to be joined later on a Skype call by two Taylor Talk listeners who are going to be competing in another round of Taylor Swift Jeopardy, trying to win a coveted Taylor Talk t-shirt.
Exciting.
The stakes are high.
The water's rough.
But that t-shirt belongs to one of them now. That was completely improv'd. I like that.
That was. I'm impressed.
All right, so I don't know about you guys, but... sometimes
you're feeling 22?
No.
Okay.
That's
sorry,
not where I was
going.
Going with that.
There's
certain things I see going on from time to time, and I never know where to put it in the show, but I still want to get everyone's opinions on it. And in this particular case, it's a quote from Demi Lovato. Did you guys see this yet?
Probably. I think I know where you're going with this.
Probably. But anyway, so she answered a question in an interview about who she would pick if she were to form a girl band, and she said it would never happen, but I'd form a group featuring me, Miley, Selena, and Taylor. That would be pretty epic. And I just wanted to get opinions on what you guys would think of that girl band.
I think it would be cool to listen to them, but I'm trying to imagine them on stage and I can't figure out what outfits they would wear, because like Taylor and Miley are on two opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of like clothing choices.
You would go straight to clothing.
Well, okay, but it's something you got to think about.
I don't know. They're all such like solo artists. I can't imagine them like being a group. I feel like they're all so used to being the star. Like, I don't know how they deal with that.
They might have problems.
I'm glad you guys got to that point, because that's kind of what I was thinking. I don't think it would work. I think it was an interesting answer for an interview question that got a lot of hype, but I don't think it would ever work. I think they're far too different. I don't think their voices would be able to harmonize.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they have like strong voices. I mean, I don't know, like maybe it would work for like a one time special performance thing, but I don't think as like an actual group that it would really work that well.
For sure. I don't know. I just wanted to get your opinions on it. It was kind of random and I didn't know where in an episode to throw that in, but glad we got to chat about it for about a minute.
Yeah, it was fun.
So, Diane, what's been going on in the news?
Well, last night at the MetLife Stadium Red Show, the people in the audience got a very special surprise. Taylor was joined on stage by Patrick Stump from Fall Out Boy to perform My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark. They literally lit up the arena. You can watch a video of their performance in our episode guide. And then we have a quote from Will.i.am, who said that he would like to work with Taylor. I like that girl. We could do something really fantasy-like. That would be cool.
What is with everyone wanting to... Never mind.
Wanting to what?
Partner up with Taylor.
I don't know. She's, like, arguably the most popular female singer in the world right now.
I wouldn't even argue that. I would say that's certain.
Okay. And so she sells stuff. And she's
lots
talented.
Of stuff.
So, I mean, it's a good idea for anyone to partner up with her. I think, you know, Ed Sheeran is ahead of everyone on that.
Oh, yeah.
Ed's like, no, she's mine. Only I get to collaborate.
No one else can have her. I know, I feel like they're like, oh, I did a song with Ed Sheeran, and then we did six more. I'm like, all right.
Well, specific to Will.i.am, though, I mean, he's more hip-hop leaning, and Taylor... her only hip-hop collaboration, I think, was with B.O.B., right?
Unless you want to count...
T-Swizzle?
Thug Story.
Yeah, I don't know if we count that.
Who
I'm talking
that
about a legitimate song on the radio.
Yeah, but I liked it. Who was the guy she worked with for Thug Story?
T-Pain,
okay.
You think she'd get the same effect? Do you think it would work with Will.i.am the way it worked with B.O.B.?
They could try it. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Yeah, it might be sort of interesting.
I just don't know enough about Will.i.am to make a fair assessment of that. I know him more an actor than a singer from his role in X-Men.
He's in X-Men?
Yes, Diane.
Sorry, I've never seen that movie. Will.i.am came out with a song with Justin Bieber recently, right?
Yes. They performed that at the Billboard Awards, didn't they?
Yeah, and yeah. That was okay. It worked.
Yeah, but Bieber has more hip-hop leanings than Taylor does. Taylor likes hip-hop, but her music tends not to lean that direction.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Make it happen, Will.i.am. What do you call him in conversation if you're talking to him? Do you say, like, hey, what's up, Will.i.am? Or can you say, hey, what's up, Will?
Or Will dot period dot. No. Yeah. Will dot I dot.
Will dot I dot.
Sorry, there's so much punctuation. It just tripped me up.
I don't. That's interesting. I have no idea what you would call him. It's a mystery.
Maybe among his friends, he goes by his real name. He must have a real name. It can't be Will I Am.
Can you imagine? Maybe it says Will I Am on his birth certificate.
Cool. Well, what's coming up on the calendar, Maya?
Well, the Teen Choice Awards air on August 11th, and Taylor is up for 6 awards, so remember to keep voting daily at teenchoiceawards.com. And if remember if you're not a teen, like if your hand slips and you put the wrong year for your birthday, like I think that's fine.
You can make yourself a teen.
Yeah.
Watch the Teen Choice Awards people like come in and shut us down now.
I know. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if it's an accident, you know, like, then there's nothing you can do about that.
Pure accident.
It would be an honest mistake.
Right. And our other calendar item is that the Red Tour is continuing on July 19th and 20th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Then July 26th and 27th in Foxborough, Massachusetts. And after that, August 1st in Des Moines, Iowa.
Cool. Thanks for that, Maya.
You're welcome.
Diane, what's our first mini segment?
Our first mini segment comes from Natalie via email, and she says, you know you're a Swiftie when you stay up until 1 a.m. listening to Taylor talk.
Thanks for the dedication.
Oh, yeah, that makes me happy.
You gotta be a real Swiftie if you love Taylor enough to listen to us ramble about her.
Our next one is from @SierAbdil, I hope I said that right, on Twitter. And they said, if Swifties ruled the world, every country in the world would have a Red Tour date.
That would be fair.
That would be cool. I don't know how Taylor would do that exactly, but that would be awesome if she could.
That'd be a lot of countries.
Yeah.
All right. Yesenia emailed us and said, you know you're a Swiftie when you have that one friend or know that one person who says Taylor Swift songs are only about love, heartbreak, and breakups. And you're like, not true. And they say, name 5. And you reply, 22, mean, long live, never grow up, innocent, Ronin, tied together with a smile, the outside, the best day. And they're like, okay, embarrassed. That's a good comeback. I don't know if I could have named that many off the top of my head, to be honest, but I know they exist.
And I think there's a lot more than that, too.
There are, but that's a pretty good response off the top of your head. I'm impressed.
Our next one comes from Martha via email, and she says, if Swifties ruled the world, the Olympic Games would be called the Taylor Games and events. They would include cutest kitten pics, baking, singing, songwriting, guitar playing, and Taylor trivia.
That's adorable.
I think that would be the only type of Olympic Games that I could win.
Yeah, me too.
I don't even know if you could win that, Diane.
Well, maybe cutest kitten pics and... not Taylor trivia. We'll find out later in the episode. Okay. Maybe just the cutest kitten pics.
All right, and our final submission for today is a voicemail from Kayla.
Hi guys, it's Kayla, and you know you're a Swiftie when you're jealous of your brother who turns 15 in 2013. Isn't that so unfair?
Totally unfair, Kayla. Totally. Although I'm way past 15, so I didn't even have a chance.
You're 10 years past 15, Adam.
Diane, shh! I'm not that old. I'm only 17.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I guess I did the math wrong.
15 plus 10 is 17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Let's switch this over to our Skype call with our contestants. You ready, guys?
Let's do it.
All right, guys, we are here, the moment you've finally been waiting for, with our two contestants for Jeopardy. We have Evan and Rochelle, so hi, guys.
Hello.
How are you?
We're good.
Lovely.
So you wanna tell us about ourselves, about yourselves, not ourselves. Evan, where are you from?
I am from Indiana.
Rochelle, where are you from?
I'm also from Indiana.
Whoa.
Do you guys know each other?
No.
No, I don't
think so. Now. Now you can be best friends.
That was a complete, that's a bizarre coincidence.
That is.
That's strange. But cool. Well, we're glad you guys are here with us. Before we get going, we can go over the rules just like last time in case anybody missed Jeopardy or the last time we did it. There are five categories to choose from. We have Taylor's Childhood, Secret Messages, On the Road, which covers her tour, Lyrics, and Philanthropy, each category containing three questions. The questions are valued at either 13, 31, or 113 points, depending on their level of difficulty. The person who controls the board gets to choose the category and the point valuation they'll be trying for. The contestant will have 13 seconds to answer correctly, and if they're unable to do so, control of the game will be passed to the other contestant, and then they will have a chance to answer the question. If neither contestant answers correctly, control remains with the original contestant. However, we've got something a little bit different we're doing this time. Each of you are going to be paired with either Diane or Maya, so if you cannot answer it, they will be your lifeline. However, if they answer incorrectly, you actually lose the points. Instead of just getting zero, you lose whatever points you're trying for. So I hope you trust them if you decide to go with your lifeline there. Remember, as per standard Jeopardy rules, all responses are going to be in the form of a question. And just for fun, at the end, I added a bonus question that you guys will get to try for. Cool?
Yes.
Sounds interesting.
So at the end of the game, the contestant with the most points wins, and the winner gets a highly coveted Taylor Talk t-shirt.
Woo-hoo! Yes. Yeah.
They're
he
very
wore
own.
His to the Red Tour show last night. I was very proud of him.
Aw, Steve.
Yes, I saw that. I'm like, yeah, Steve.
That's also why he's not on this episode, though, because he's probably sleeping still.
Yeah, I woke up.
That's good.
But
thanks for joining us, Maya.
You're welcome.
So, as always, if I have forgotten any of the rules, I'm just going to make them up as I go.
Figures.
Sounds like a good plan, Adam.
Yeah, sounds like an Adam plan.
All right, so we got to get you guys paired up with your partner. So I'm going to ask a lightning question. Whoever answers it first gets to pick their partner first. And the other person just gets the reject Taylor Talk host.
I feel like I'm getting picked for, like, gym class right now.
Me too. That's what I was going to say.
All right, Evan, Rochelle, you ready for the lightning question?
Let's do it.
What is Taylor Swift's middle name?
Allison.
Evan got it first, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
All right, Evan, who do you want to be partnered with?
I'll go with Maya.
Thanks.
Diane, you're like the...
Sorry, Diane.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay, I'm just being picked last. But that's all right.
So Evan picked Maya. Evan and Maya, you guys are going to be partnered up. Diane and Rochelle, you guys are going to be partnered up.
Woo!
Now, Evan got to pick his partner first, so Rochelle, what will be the first category?
Oh, man. Let's see. How about secret messages for 13 points?
Secret messages for 13 points. All right. The secret message is Adam.
What is enchanted?
Yay! 13 for Rochelle. What's the next question you want to go with?
Oh, man. I like these secret messages ones, so I'll just go for 31.
31? All right. The secret message is shake and bake.
Oh. Is it stay beautiful? I mean, what is stay beautiful?
That is correct. I am very impressed. I did not know that one.
She's on a roll.
Yeah, I don't think I could have gotten that. I am impressed. Wow.
Wow.
Maya, way to instill confidence in...
I know.
In your team.
I know.
Well, technically, she's your team, Diane, so could you have answered that one?
No.
It's a good thing she got it.
Oh.
Well, it took me a little bit because I was thinking maybe it's the other song. So I just decided to guess that one.
Good job.
All right. So what's the next category, Rochelle?
Let's go for On the Road for 13.
On the Road for 13. These are all questions relating to the tour. Could be any of the three tours so far.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Ready? On the Road for 13. This pop star was the first surprise guest Taylor brought out on the Speak Now World Tour.
Who is Justin Bieber?
That is correct.
Woo, I was at that show.
Wow.
And just for the record, he was singing Baby with her. Baby, 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 oh!
I wasn't sure if it was Nicki Minaj or Justin Bieber,
yeah,
so...
I was stuck between those two.
Nicki Minaj was the last show in L.A.
Okay.
So she was the fourth guest then.
Yeah, she was the fourth. Okay. And then in between, I think, was like Hot Shell Ray and Jason Mraz, if I remember correctly.
Yes, you're correct.
So, Rochelle, you're on a roll right now. What's going to be the next one?
What was the fifth category? I missed. It was like Philanthropy on the Road, Secret Messages, Taylor's childhood and
lyrics.
Okay, let's go for lyrics for 13.
All right. Take me back when our world was one block wide. I dared you to kiss me and you ran when you tried.
What is Mary's song? Oh my my.
Yes, that was Jeez. Quick. That was yeah, quick. I didn't even have a chance to start the timer on that one. All right, what's the next category?
Secret messages for 113.
Oh, our first 113-point question. Last summer was magical. 13 seconds.
I'm going to say, what is fearless?
Nope. That is not it. So, Evan, you've got a chance now. For 113 points. Bring you back in the game.
It's off his feet now.
Ready? 13 seconds.
Go. What is long live? I don't think that's right, though.
That is not it either. Yeah. So, host, Diane Maya, do either of you know?
I don't. I was going to guess long live, but that's the wrong answer, so no.
Maya, do you have a guess?
No.
It was jump then fall.
Not gonna guess that.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah, I was not gonna guess that one.
That's why it was the 113-point question. So, Evan did not get it, so Rochelle, control of the board remains with you.
Okay, I guess go with Taylor's childhood for 13.
Taylor's childhood for 13. All right. This country artist's album got Taylor hooked on country music when Taylor was just 6 years old.
What is... Shania's Twain, The Woman in Me?
No, Leanne Rimes. Oops, I shouldn't have given that away. Evan was supposed to get a chance.
Oh, Adam loses 13 points.
Dang it. Now I don't know what to do with the game. I wasn't supposed to give that away. Evan was supposed to have a chance to answer it.
Why don't we let him have a chance to answer or play, because Rochelle's been dominating this whole time.
Okay, that could work. I do make up rules as I go. So because I screwed up, Evan gets control board.
Alrighty, let's go. Let's try Philanthropy for 13.
Philanthropy for 13. Alright. In 2012, Taylor donated $4 million to this landmark in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh,
13 seconds.
Wasn't it the Nashville Music Hall of Fame?
It was the Country Music Hall of Fame, so we'll give that one to you. That was pretty close. And because you haven't gotten any points yet. But yeah, wow. The donation was to fund a new education center that's going to open in 2014, and I believe they're calling it the Taylor Swift Education Center. Go figure.
Very cool.
All right, so Evan, what's the next question?
Let's go Taylor's Childhood for 31.
Taylor's Childhood for 31. All right. Taylor had this many horses growing up. 13 seconds.
What is 3?
Nope.
Yeah.
Sorry, Evan. It goes over to Rochelle.
Oh, man.
Ready? 13 seconds. Taylor had this many horses growing up.
What is 4?
Also incorrect. It was 7.
Oh, 7.
7 horses.
Wow. Horse farm.
Wow.
It wasn't a horse farm. It was a Christmas tree farm. But she had 7 horses.
No, her family had 7 horses. I don't think Taylor had 7 horses.
It's my game, my rules.
Okay, whatever.
There were 7 horses. So I forgot. Who has control right now? Rochelle?
I think it's Evan.
You think it's Evan? I still
have it. Yeah, because I asked that question.
Okay, Evan, go for it. What's the next one?
Oh, let's go lyrics for 113.
Lyrics for 113. All right. You ready?
Yes.
I can still feel you hold my hand, little man. 13 seconds.
What is Jonin?
Oh, come on. You didn't even give me a second. That is correct. 113, it was Ronin. What's the next question?
Let's go on the road for 31.
On the road for 31. All right. The Fearless Tour, Taylor's first headlining tour, began with a show in what U.S. city? 13 seconds.
Vincennes, Indiana.
What?
Vincennes, Indiana.
I don't know if I can give that to you or not.
Why?
Right state, not the right city.
Oh, Indiana.
I don't know how to what to do in this situation. How about, Rochelle, if you answer the question, we can split the points.
Okay. Is it, what is Evansville, Indiana?
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Evan forgot Evansville.
I know. Evan, what are you thinking? So we're gonna split that. Rochelle, you can get 16. Evan, 15. We'll split that. Yeah. Told you I'd make up rules as we went. But yeah, it began in Evansville, Indiana on April 23rd, 2009 at Roberts Municipal Stadium. And kind of a cool quote I found from Taylor regarding that show is she said, "The moment I knew I was having a good year was when I got a phone call from the promoter of my tour. He said, 'I'm about to put your tickets on sale for the first date of your tour.' And I was like, 'Okay, well, let me know tonight how we're doing.' I got a call from him 3 minutes later saying, 'You sold it out.'"
Woo-hoo! Wow.
Bam.
Oh, Taylor.
Wow.
3 minutes. Now we're back to a situation where I have no idea who controls the board because you both got part of the question, right?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors over it?
Sure.
I'm just kidding. You can't rock, paper, scissors.
Darn. Yeah, I don't think that would be possible.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Let's try a lightning question for control of the board.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
What is Taylor's dad's first name?
Scott.
Here's Evan again.
You got that. What's the next question, Evan?
Oh, let's go. Secret Messages 113.
Secret Messages for 130. We already did that.
Oh, we did that. What do we have left?
What do we have left? We still have Taylor's Childhood for 113. We have On the Road for 113. We have Lyrics for 31. We have Philanthropy for 31 and 113.
Let's go Lyrics 31.
All right. Lyrics for 31. And that is one of our daily doubles. So this is actually going to be worth 62 points if you get it.
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Time won't fly. It's like I'm paralyzed by it. 13 what seconds.
What is All Too Well?
Okay, I'm not even going to get the timer going because you already knew it. 62 points. All right, what's the next one?
Let's go on the road for 113.
On the road for 113. All right. This U.S. city had the largest attendance on the Speak Now World Tour. Ready? 13 seconds. Go.
What is Foxborough, Massachusetts?
That's actually correct. Yeah.
Yes.
Evan's tearing it up now. You guys are really not using your lifelines at all. You don't need them. But
no,
yeah,
I'm just sitting here.
Foxborough, Massachusetts. There were two nights at Gillette Stadium that had a total attendance of 110,800 people and grossed over $8 million.
Wow.
That's impressive. Wow.
That is impressive.
All right. Next question, Evan. What are we doing?
Let's go Taylor's Childhood 113.
All right. Taylor's Childhood for 113. If someone gets this, I'm going to be very impressed because I could not get this one if it were me. Ready?
Yep.
As a child, Taylor performed in several musicals at the local children's theater. Which characters did she play in Grease, Bye Bye Birdie, and The Sound of Music? Ready? 13 seconds.
Yeah.
Wait, so that was Grease? What were the other two?
Grease, Bye Bye Birdie, and Sound of Music.
I know she... What is Sandy? And I don't know the other two.
Time's up, Evan. Do you want to use your lifeline? Do you think Diane knows it? Or Maya knows
it? Maya.
Do you know it, Maya?
I only know the one that you already said.
Okay, then no. I don't want to don't want to take that chance. Sorry, Maya.
So, Rochelle, I'll repeat the question for you, and you'll have 13 seconds. Ready?
Okay.
As a child, Taylor performed in several musicals at the local children's theater. Which characters did she play in Grease, Bye Bye Birdie, and The Sound of Music? Ready? 13 seconds.
Okay, Grease, Sandy, Bye Bye Birdie. Oh, what's the girl's name? Fan's name. Go, and then The Sound of Music. Probably the oldest.
Time's up.
Darn it.
So... Diane, are you going to serve as a lifeline to her?
I wish I could, but I can't. Sorry.
Yeah.
Nobody, no one knows?
Mm-mm.
Just
all right, Grease, up. You guys all got it. Was Sandy. Bye Bye Birdie, she played Kim.
Oh.
And
yep,
in the,
Kim,
and in The Sound of Music, she played Maria.
She did?
She did.
Oh, wow.
So she got lead roles in all those musicals.
Yes.
That's wow. Cool.
She's Taylor Swift. Cool. She doesn't get anything but the lead role. Come on.
Well, I was thinking, like, as a child, how could she play someone who's supposed to be in their 20s or whatever, but I guess
it's a
she
children's
can pull
theater.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Everybody in the show is children, or were children. But yeah, cool. Even back then, Taylor admits, my singing sounded a lot more country than Broadway. Well, she seems to have found her niche then, in that case.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, what do we have left? We've only got... two questions left. I think control was still with Evan, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
So what'll it be? Philanthropy for 113 or for 31?
Let's go. Let's try 113.
113? You ready for this?
Yep. Yes, I'll ever be.
All right. For her 18th birthday, Taylor Swift was given a pink pickup truck by her record label and then donated it to this charity organization. 13 seconds. Go.
What is the breast cancer awareness?
No. Sorry.
Yeah.
So, Rochelle, you get a chance for this. I'll repeat it. For her 18th birthday, Taylor Swift was given a pink pickup truck by her record label, and then donated it to this charity organization. 13 seconds.
Oh, man. This is going to be a total guess, but what is American Heart Association?
Also not right.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
All right. Hosts, do you guys know, just out of curiosity?
No.
I remember it's like a... it's like a children's charity, but I don't remember the name of it.
It was Victory Junction Gang.
Well, I would have never guessed that.
Okay.
I would have guessed that.
Nobody knew that? Even I knew that.
No. Yeah, Adam, because you made the question. So smart.
All right, there's one question left. It is Philanthropy 31, and it is also our daily double for 62 points. So, I don't remember who had control.
I think it was still Evan.
Still Evan? Oh, geez. All right, Evan, you ready for this?
Yep, let's do this.
All right. Taylor has donated a combined 20,000 books to these two public libraries from two different places she has lived during her childhood. 13 seconds. Go.
What is Reading, Pennsylvania, and Hendersonville, Tennessee?
Sort of close, but not quite there.
Darn it.
They were pretty close. So, Rochelle, I'll repeat it for you. Taylor has donated a combined 20,000 books to these two public libraries from two different places she has lived during her childhood. 13 seconds.
Oh, man. This is going to be wrong, but Nashville, Tennessee, and Reading, Pennsylvania.
I'm going to give that to you because it was the Reading Public Library and Nashville Public Libraries. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was close. The Reading Public Library got 6,000 books from her. Nashville Public Library, she donated 14,000 books. So that was a daily double for 62 points. And that is it for our regular round. The final scores came out to Evan, 316, and Rochelle, 148, making Evan the winner of a brand new Taylor Talk t-shirt.
Yay!
Yay! Congrats, Evan!
But... wait, there's more. That was the cheesiest thing I've ever said. A bonus question. Now, the bonus question is just for fun, to see if you guys know it. I don't know. I figured it'd be fun to throw in a bonus question. So, because there's only one bonus question, you guys have to instant message your answer to your partner, who will read it the answer for you, and we'll see if you guys can get it right. Ready?
Okay.
All right. This single was released on my birthday, that's me, March 7th, 2011. Ready? 13 seconds. Time. So, does everybody have their answer submitted?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Diane, what was Rochelle's answer?
Rochelle's answer is, what is mean?
What is Evan's answer?
Evan's answer is, what is sparks fly?
Evan, I'm sorry. Rochelle got it. It was mean.
Darn it.
Mean was released on March 7th, 2011. Now, just for fun and because I'm feeling in a good mood, I think that just earned Rochelle a t-shirt also.
Aww.
Yes. Oh, now both of our contestants get a Taylor Talk t-shirt
to wear. Yay!
And everybody else gets to go buy one on taylortalk.org.
That's a little plug in.
Advertising.
It was a shameless plug. So thank you guys for playing. That was a lot of fun. I hope everybody learned a lot about Taylor.
I learned so much.
I did.
I know I learned a lot.
Excellent. Yeah.
Wait, before we go, I have a stump the host question for Adam.
No.
Yes!
No. Yes! There's a reason I don't answer these.
Yes.
I've been waiting for this like my whole life.
Your whole life? Yes. Taylor Talk's only been around a year and a half.
Yes, so. Okay. ask your question, Evan.
Okay, Adam. What was Taylor's number one single that she wrote for... her school's talent show when she was in school.
Oh my gosh, I know this one. Ah,
Do you really? Now
I know how you guys feel. It's it was something on the Taylor Swift album. What was it? I think it was Our Song.
Yes, it was.
Boom! That's why I don't compete because I always get it right.
Well, I was gonna ask you the one about where her first show was for the Fearless tour, but that was sort of kind of already asked.
Oh, that was in Evansville, Indiana.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you that one, but since it was a question, that sort of.
That's all right. Thank you for joining us, guys. It was a lovely experience. We hope you had a good time here on the show with us.
Oh, I did. It was awesome.
Excellent. So keep in touch, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was fun. I'm glad Evan and Rochelle could join us.
They knew a lot of things. I was very impressed with how much they knew.
I'm surprised they never actually used you guys as lifelines, did they?
I'm glad they didn't.
Right?
Yeah, that because I felt like I was probably going to get it wrong and then I was going to lose them all their points. And like,
and then they would hate us and stop listening to
Taylor. That would be sad.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I don't know. I'm not opposed to doing Jeopardy every once in a while, having people come on like that. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it would be cool. Like maybe
once every month months. Or so, once yeah. every couple months.
Mm-hmm.
It could be cool. Let's do it.
Woo!
Before we go and wrap up the episode, we've got a What Are Swifties Listening To submission. Hunter emailed us and suggested Little Umbrellas by Sarah Darling, which I listened to before the episode and bought it instantly on iTunes. So, did you guys get a chance to listen at all?
Yeah, it's very, like, I guess, like, tropically fun. Like, it reminds me of, like, a beach day or just little umbrellas and margaritas. And it's
well, that's
time.
Actually what the Little Umbrellas is alluding to. It is talking about the little umbrellas in cocktail drinks you get from a bar. But what I kind of found catchy and unique about it was, like, sort of an islandy tune and an islandy theme, like, in terms of the lyrics and everything. But it almost had a little touch of a country sound to it, which I thought was really interesting and unique. But it makes for a fun song to lay by the pool and listen to. I think it's a good summer song. Good summer song. So,
for sure.
Think that's it for the episode?
Yeah, I think that's it. I yeah. guess it's until next week.
Until next week, guys. Until next week. Remember, you guys have a variety of ways you can contact us. You can email us, taylortalk@taylorswift13.org. You can tweet us, Facebook us, or Taylor Connect us to taylortalk13. You can leave us a voicemail or text message to area code 240-31-SWIFT. That's if you live in the U.S. or Canada. For the rest of the world, you can go to taylortalk.org and click Send Voicemail tab on the side of the webpage and leave us a voicemail there. And we look forward to hearing you guys. For episode 71, this has been Adam,
Maya,
and Diane.
Saying have a great day, guys. We'll see you next Monday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.